Obesity is one of the biggest public health challenges facing the world today. It affects more than 800 million people, yet those living with obesity lack support and face stigma at work, home, and in the health system. I caught up with psychiatrist Dr. Elna Bonner to find out how, with the right lifestyle and pharmacological interventions, we can turn the tide on obesity. Doctor, what is obesity and how exactly is it caused?
Okay, obesity is a chronic progressive illness. It's characterized by excessive adipose, or in layman terms, fat tissue. It is associated with many different complications and decreases longevity. The good news is that it's possible to manage this disease, and it's time for a different approach to how we think about and treat obesity. Like you said, stigmatization and judgment add to the burden of this disease. It is time to better understand this is an illness. It is chronic, and it will progress if we don't make a change. Like you said, with the right lifestyle and pharmacological intervention, we can turn the tide on obesity. Okay, the cause of obesity, it's a multifactorial disease with genetics accounting for 40 to 70% of the causality. The root causes include genetics, chronic illness, medication, hormonal effects, especially when women fall pregnant, they tend to gain a lot of weight. Trauma and childhood experiences is very important, and that's why it is also important that a psychiatrist sees these people, because you have to ascertain where it comes from, what happened in their childhood, their social background, and especially cultural differences. Me being raised in two different cultures, being the Sotho culture and Afrikaans culture, understand that in one culture being overweight is good, in the other one it's not. That's quite important as well. Then obviously depression and anxiety is one of the causes, binge eating disorder and ADHD. Those are the most important root causes.
And what are some of the ways that we can treat and manage obesity?
The treatment should be a holistic approach, considering the biopsychosocial, spiritual, and cultural influence. We have a clinic and we have established a multidisciplinary team. It is me, a coordinator and exercise referral, as well as to dietitian and a psychologist. So first of all, you can start with a food diary to ascertain what you are doing wrong and to see a pattern or to establish emotional triggers. Secondly, you look at your diet. Remember, with a change of mindset, we get the best results in this clinic. This requires a lifestyle change. It's important to avoid fatty and processed foods and sugary drinks and opt for healthier whole grain raw food. It is also important to increase the amount of vegetables you eat, and don't forget about plant-based proteins such as lentils, chickpeas, and beans. It is healthy, it keeps you full, and has much less fat. It's important to prepare your own meals. Yeah, I've done it myself. It is not as time-consuming and much less expensive than what people think. Plan in advance. It makes it much cheaper. Don't skip breakfast. That's very important. Try not to graze eat. It means that you don't eat all day and not too late. The next important step is to increase your movement and exercise. We offer the MDD service, like I said, and one of the first things we do is to educate people to increase their steps to at least 10,000 steps per day.
Where can people actually find more information?
For any information, medication, you can contact your GP or my practice, or the information provided on the OFM website.
That was Dr. Elna Barnard explaining how we can treat and manage obesity. For more info, visit the Truth About Weight website, brought to you by Novo Nordisk, helping to defeat serious chronic disease such as obesity. To read more about this and to listen to the full podcast, visit ofm.co.za and click on News.